wasn't it? The scripture was familiar to all of us. There's a couple of miracles that took place in that portion of scripture. From verse 40 to verse 56, I think, there's a couple of miracles that took place there. What is the first miracle that you pick up there? Is that this is a man of authority. This is a man of position. But no matter what your position is, you need God. Each of us needs God. This man, a man of position, he had all the power in the world, I believe. I'm not sure what the power he had, but you know what? He came to the one source, and that is Jesus Christ. While the Lord Jesus Christ was still talking to him, he was interrupted by a lady. Always interrupted. Not you. I know I might not live to tell the tale. So please remember me well on Wednesday when you bury me. Guys, he was interrupted by another miracle. This lady decided, today is the day of my change. I'm not going out of here unless I touch the hem of his garment. There's a miracle waiting for each one of us. Your miracle is happening right here today. You don't have to go out here without touching his hem, without saying, you know what, I don't care what my position is, I don't care what power I have, but you know what, I'm going to allow today to be my disruption. Yes, it needs to be a disruption in order for you to hear. God sometimes takes us to hospital beds, doesn't he? It disrupts your program. Huh? It disturbs your flow in order to speak to you. He's speaking to you right now, today. He wants you to stop and say, wow, I hear you, Lord. I hear you. You know the amount of people that came through the doors the last couple of days? Every time a person walks through the door, the first thing they say is, what can we do? What can we do? The amount of people that came through there, through the door there, that said, I was praying for something to do. People were traveling from Mount Waverly. People were traveling from Seaford, from Point Cook. There is our brother traveled all the way from Point Cook, Tanit, to come and minister here. Because why? They've got this need to do something. Church, it's time that we start becoming mobilized, moving. What does God want you to do? The title of my sermon this morning is Seeing is Believing. Seeing is Believing. Folk, there was people that was with this man because he was a man of authority. People with authority always have people around them, right? Did you notice that? Did you read through scripture? When the man of authority comes to know the Lord, when our dear short friend that climbed up in the tree, I can't remember his name again. What was his name? Zacchaeus. He always had a people around him. When he came to know the Lord, what does the Bible says? When he accepted the Lord, and his household came as well. His household came as well. I get excited about that. Because when the Bible speaks about that man, he came to Jesus, the power, the authority to speak life back into his situation. Imagine. Now I just want you to just bear with me a few minutes. Imagine this man. Hearing Jesus can do miracles. Say, I'm going to go try this man. I'm going there with purpose. Now, Bruce, how do you think he walked towards that appointment there? What do you think how did he walk? Energy? There's something more. When you walk with purpose, you're not strolling. There's there's something in your walk. When you're upset and you're walking towards someone, they can hear you come. Am I right in my thinking? Come on now. You walk with authority. But you also walk knowing he's going somewhere. He's going to the man that's going to answer his prayer. Now I just need to stop there for a second. Many of us, are we ever late for a doctor's appointment? Very seldom. Mike, you a doctor. How many times are people late for your appointment? 20% out of 100. So 80% of the people are never late for a doctor. Are you late for a doctor's appointment? You try not to be. Are you late? You're never late. Auntie Jen, do you go to the doctor? Very seldom. He's got authority. He's got authority. He's got authority. We seldom late for a doctor's appointment. But when it comes to the things of God, we drag our feet. There's no purpose in the way that we walk. There's no urgency in the way that we walk. This man was sure he was not going to be late for this appointment. He came because he knew who he was coming to. Brooke, can you just put this thing a little bit up, please? Brooke, I'm just struggling with my voice here. I just want you to know this morning, when he came, he did not have words for Jesus, because Jesus knew what he needed. When you came this morning, if I would have asked anybody, man, you know what? I'm not in a position to preach this morning. Brother Peter, would you have been able to preach this morning? Probably no. But you knew why you were coming, right? You knew you needed to be here. Skalki, would you have been able to preach this morning? You would have tried. Praise God. We're getting there. My brother, would you have been able to preach this morning? Most probably not. That man did not have words coming to Jesus. He came to Jesus just the way that he was. And that's all that God wants of you. Just to come just the way that you are. And you know what? He will do the miracle. He will do what he needs to do. Now the second part of that is the lady there. There's a story, another miracle there, of the lady that was the Bible says she was, she had an issue of blood for many years. For many years. Now remember, you saw last week the amount of people. Do you know how many times I was pushed and shoved last week here? You know how many times people bumped against me and I thought, I can feel power going out of me. I was getting weaker. Not that type of power. Yes, Brother Peter saw it. By the end of the week, I was like a shipwreck. I felt exhausted. When I read the scripture, I'm thinking, wow, I can just imagine the amount of effort that Jesus had going towards this man's house to go and heal his daughter that he already knew was not dead. And somebody touches him here, and he feels this going out of him. When I preach here, I'm just preaching on a Sunday morning. When I leave here, I want to die. Really, I want to die. But unfortunately, I have an appointment at quarter to 12, so I can't die today. I'll die tomorrow. But friends, I'm just thinking, this is just simplicity. I'm just being a conduit, and I feel like it. How Jesus knew. Now, when you come to him with purpose, like this lady did, come I tell you, you will know that you've touched the hem of his garment. You will know. Say amen, Susie, because you know that he's touched you. Hallelujah, because you touched him first. You know that because, you know what? The Bible says when we touch him, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. That anointing comes over you. Do you want to be filled with that anointing? Are you yearning earnestly yearning for that anointing to come over you. That same earnestness that you have when you play the lotto of 30 million. We were just laughing, myself and my Chris was, we were at Chadston, and as we walked, we were waiting for Samantha and them, and we walked into this, what is it called? The, where they play the lotto thing? The news agency. And we were standing there, and I asked this guy, so how do you know that your store is the store that's got the 30 million? He says, every store has got the 30 million. Every store has got the 30 million. Only one person's store will be pulled. Each one of us has got that ability to do that, to make that change. Are you ready for that change? Are you earnest enough to want that change? The reason why I chose stop to be our theme this year, because God said to me, we are done playing church. We are done playing church. If you're still being upset about trivial things, you are a baby in the Lord. Now, I'm going to use a word now that might offend some people. But you know what? I'll tell you the explanation of it later. Or you can go and Google what a moron means. Oh, that's the word I was going to use, moron. It means a little baby. Unknown. A baby doesn't know much, so it's a moron, right? Yeah, it's not a nice word to use for a baby because they're cute. But we can't remain cute. We got to get to that place where we are when life happens. And we become like this, just sexy. Thank you, Bruce. Beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. But let me tell you that we need to grow in the Lord. You ask somebody, how long do you serve God? How long are you serving God? And they tell you 24 years, 53 years. I've been there, I've done that. I was a deacon, I was this. I'm not interested in that. What are you doing for God now? Are you worshiping a man? Folk, I'm going to disappoint you. I'm just a man. You've got to worship the King of Kings. Whatever you commit to for this year, you commit to him. He's not there. He's right here. You're committing to him. You're not committing to me. All that I'm asking you is, are you ready for 2020? Are you ready to make that difference in your personal lives? I went on radio last week, felt so at home because, as you know, I did radio for a long time. And the guy said to me, so what is the most outstanding thing? You are so amazing. I said, no, don't say that. He says, why? You're doing good work. I said, no, I don't want a crown here. I'm ready for my crown up there. The Bible teaches me, if you want the accolades here, that's all that you will get. I don't want your accolades. I don't want to hear how good I am. I want to go up there where I can be, and they put that crown on me. And they say, what is the words? Come on, say it like, well done, good and faithful servant. That's who I commit to. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? May the Lord bless you this morning. As we go out from here and start doing church. And start doing church. This year, our theme is 99. I'm going to get somebody to print that for me. Oh, yes. I think that's a, what do they call it? A marketing. Yes, come. It's flowing. Do you think we can brand it? There we go. There's so many juices flowing right now. But friend, I know there's juices flowing in you right now. And there's something happening. And you say, Can you just finish so that I can get out of here? Because there's something happening within you. God is challenging you this morning. There's one soul that needs your attention. But it is only visible when you're looking for it. Remember what I said last week. That Sister Mary, your job cannot be fulfilled by Sister Christie. Sister Birgit, your job cannot be fulfilled by Mary. There's only one of you. No matter what you think God is calling you for, that is yours. That's your purpose. You need to find that and you need to fulfill that. It's not about a position. It's about the power that God has instilled in each of us. Sister Christy, this week, I must be honest with you, I've seen this girl grow this week. I've seen amazing things come out of her. Sister Ross, whoa! Man, I would love to have her next to me all the time. She's like a machine. And one machine recognizes another machine, you know? They speak to each other. Is that the IT something? Friends, you need to feed from someone. You need to get that person that can run with you, that can be around you. People of authority always have people around them. But then there's one part that I need to just close off with. The Bible says, then Jesus stopped them all and he says, get out of here. I need to be alone. He needed to be alone with a few of these men around him, people that can lift up his hands, people that can pray with him, people that can energize him, people that can encourage him. Let those that has no purpose in your life, release them. They need to be released in order for you to raise the dead. Even, listen, there's one part that I forgot as well. There was this man that came running from this man's house and said, let the teacher go. Your child is dead. There will always be those that brings bad news in your life. There'll always be those that comes and says to your dad, don't worry about it. He's dead. This place is dead. Just don't worry about it. Jesus is here. No matter what you and me look like, Jesus is here. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. I'm closing with this. Oh, praise God. Last night I went to the movies. Yes, I went to go and watch 1917. It's two years before my birth. But there's one part that stood out for me. It's a very old movie. The mature folk like myself and you would enjoy it, 1917. There's one part that stood out for me, and I'm not going to mess up the movie for you. This general, he gives this young man a lift because this young man needs you to go and deliver the message. And he says to him, young man, when you deliver this message, make sure that there's witnesses. He says, why? I've got the authority. I've got a message from the general up there. And he says, make sure you've got a witness. Because some people just love the fight. When we were done, they went to watch something else. When we were done, they asked me, what was outstanding? And I couldn't remember that part. But at 3 this morning, I was going to wake Alexia up to tell her. That was the part that was outstanding for me. That make sure. When you do something, you don't have to make sure in today's day and age. There's always somebody watching you. Did you know that, my sis? No matter what you do, there's always somebody watching you. So you have a witness. And, I mean, we just go out for a meal. What is the first thing you do, Sister Carol, when that meal arrives on your table? What is the first thing you do? Ah, yes, a day. The food is cold already. We're getting witnesses here. And you know what? We put it on social media. This was my meal today. That's a witness. Yeah, I didn't have to go out. As Sister Christy, since I walked in here that Thursday morning, I didn't have to go out. I've got witnesses. Guess who, what? And Brother Peter was part of it this week. I had them. Oh, no, we were all part of it last week and Sunday. We had our member of parliament sit right there. And on Tuesday, what was the young man's name? Clifford Heyman or Hayes or whatever, the from the higher, oh, that one, from the upper house came as, I said, how did you know? How do you know me? they say, we saw everything. So there's witnesses out there. You just need to be faithful and do what God has called you to do. Remember, there is method in my madness. All that we need to do is to be faithful. May the Lord bless you. I did not forget the prayer. I deliberately left the prayer out. Please, we all have the power to pray. May the Lord bless you as you continue this week, seeking after Him, asking God, what is my next move? Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Come on, say it like you mean it. Father, we thank you this morning that we know that it's not about us. Whew. Thank you, Lord, that we believe this morning together that He that has called us is faithful, Lord, even unto the end, no matter what our shortcomings are. May you continue to bless every head that is bowed in your presence today. Lord, as we walk out of here after having fellowship, drinking tea and eating cakes or whatever, as we walk out of here, Lord, that every step we'll take, you will remind us, I've got something for you to do. 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 God has got something for each of us to do. May you bless us, Lord, as your Holy Spirit speaks to us. In Jesus' name, amen.